Welcome to the Cannon Trading Podcast, where we bring you daily episodes with market updates and periodic deep dives into the world of trading commodities futures. Welcome back to the Cannon Trading Podcast. Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Today was another volatile trading day with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closing lower than where they started. The unpredictable fluctuations in stock index futures can prompt a discussion on a significant challenge that day traders often encounter, the fear of missing out, or FOMO. This phenomenon is particularly prevalent in day trading, where the rapid pace, high leverage, and high stakes can lead to hasty decisions. Imagine a scenario where a trader is monitoring the charts and notices a significant downward trend. The immediate thought might be a concern that the market is on the verge of plummeting to new lows. While this could indeed happen, the trader also has a guideline. Avoid initiating short positions when the market is below the lowest volume-weighted average price band. This rule is based on the reasonable expectation that the market may rebound before continuing its descent. However, the swift movements of the market, coupled with emotional impulses and the desire to recoup losses, can result in a trader disregarding their own rules in the heat of the moment. So how can one manage this internal conflict? Here are some strategies. Document your trading rules. Writing them down can reinforce their importance and make it easier to adhere to them. Implement a system of self-discipline. If you find yourself breaking your own rules, consider setting consequences for such actions. Accountability is key. Enlist a trusted individual to review your trades with you and hold you responsible for your trading decisions. Practice mindfulness. Before making a trade, take a moment to breathe deeply and count to five. This brief pause can help you maintain composure and avoid impulsive actions. Embrace patience. Often, the decision not to trade can be as crucial as the trades you make. By reducing the number of impulsive trades and focusing on deliberate, well-thought-out actions, you are likely to see progress and improvement in your trading performance. Remember, overcoming the urge to act on FOMO is a challenging but essential part of becoming a successful day trader. It's about finding a balance between being proactive and not letting emotions dictate your trading strategy. Looking at tomorrow, it's a light day on the reports. No Fed speakers, only earnings reports, and minor reports in Europe. If you're trading the S&P 500 tomorrow, your first resistance level is 5082, and your first support level is 5025. And if you're trading gold tomorrow, your first resistance level is 2409, and your first support level is 2378. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode after the markets close. Thank you for listening, and good trading. If you'd like to receive daily support and resistance levels, you can sign up for our newsletter by following the link in the description. Trading commodities, futures, and options involves a substantial risk of loss. The recommendations contained in this podcast are of opinion only and do not guarantee any profits. This podcast is for educational purposes only. Past performances are not necessarily indicative of future results.